Hello friends, my name is Amruta Haldankar and this session we are going to deal with chapter 5 that deals into climatic changes and tourism. That is, it will explain how climatic change and tourism is linked with each other. The key points that we are going to cover in this chapter are introduction, the global warming, impacts of greenhouse effect, impact of climate change on tourism, the industry as a whole, tourism which contributes to the global warming, the Maldives, the Alps, which are the examples that we are going to study, other affected areas, tourism industry measures to mitigating global warming, and educating tourists. Let us deal with this one by one. Now, the introduction. Tourism is an important contributor to the economies of most countries and in some cases represent as much as one-fifth of the GDP. Now, we are talking about tourism as an industry and its importance to a country. So, we have already seen in other chapters that how tourism contributes to economy of a country. It is a service industry, so it has employment generation capacity in it. Furthermore, tourism has become a major industry wherein island nations are concerned. The global tourism industry is expected to grow significantly in the future. The reasons we know are some of the major ones are the personal income, which is increasing, and leisure time increase, and the transportation networks improve. So some of the major factors which have contributed to the growth of overall tourism industry and making it global is the technological advances, which has made the transport options more convenient, more faster. Furthermore, the accessibility to the information for this transport services is great. Furthermore, the personal incomes is overall increasing. We have the new middle class, which is having more disposable incomes to them, and they are out to explore the world. More importantly, there are other labor laws which come up, like having paid holidays and leaves. So that gives them leisure time for which they want to explore the world or go for a trip with family time, have a quality family time. So all this has contributed to growth of tourism industry. So in the near future, we are going to see a continuous rise in this. Now, global warming that we are talking about, we have already heard this particular phenomena again and again. It's a phenomena which explains us, or it is the way the temperature of planet Earth is rising. That's global warming. So this has been occurring since the late 19th century and is projected to continue. So according to the studies, this rise in temperature, which is globally occurring, that is the average temperature of planet Earth is on an increase, is going to keep on continuing. Since the early 20th century, the Earth's mean surface temperature has increased by about 0.8 degrees Celsius. Global warming is projected to rise another 2 to 11.5 Fahrenheit over the next 100 years. So these are certain numbers that we have. So when we are talking about global warmings, it is the rise in temperature that is seen on an average on the Earth's surface. There are many, many reasons behind it. So the warming of this climate system is unevocable. That is, it is no doubt is going to occur, and the scientists are more than 90% certain that it is primarily caused by increasing concentration of greenhouse gases. Now, this greenhouse gases, when we talk about it, is also known as GHG. The presence of this was important to Earth as a planet Earth, because these gases are important because they are trapping the warmth of the atmosphere. So making sure that planet Earth is at a temperature which is comfortable enough to make sure that the life on planet Earth is sustained. But when these greenhouse gases are increasing in concentration, they are trapping more heat. That's how the increase in GHG is leading to increase in the temperature. Now, this increase in concentration of GHG, that is the greenhouse gases, is the major reason behind it is the fossil fuel, burning of fossil fuels. Now, what do we mean by fossil fuels? We are talking about the fuels which are developed by a natural process over thousands of years. So some of the major ones are the coal, petroleum, natural gas. So when we burn these fossil fuels, they are high in carbon content. So on burning them, they release gases like non-combustible nitrogen, then sulfur sulfur dioxide, particulate matter, and carbon dioxide. So on burning of this, they are going to release these gases in the atmosphere and cause again increase in GHG, that's greenhouse gases. Furthermore, it's the deforestation. So as we have seen, the increase in human population has increased pressure on many resources. So one such is the land use. We are cutting down the trees, using the land for different activities of our own. So these deforestation is also a major reason behind increase in concentration of greenhouse gases. The buildup of greenhouse gases can change Earth's climate and result in dangerous effects to human health and ecosystems. So when we are talking about the increase in greenhouse effects, it is basically trapping the warmth. That is, the sun rays are heating the Earth. They're passing through atmosphere. They're passing through other layers. So some of this heat rays are absorbed by the Earth's surface. Others are reflected back to the space. Because of the greenhouse gas blanket around the Earth, more and more heat starts entrapping, making the Earth's atmosphere more warm, making sure that the Earth's surface is absorbing more heat. That is how it results into dangerous effects. So what are these effects? It's going to affect the food chain. It's going to affect the ocean life, marine life. Overall, increase in temperature is also going to cause health effects on both the human life and the animal life. It will also affect many ecosystems around the planet which are dependent on temperature or are sensitive to temperature changes. So the phenomena of the increase in temperature is known as global warming, and the effect which is caused by these greenhouse gases is known as greenhouse effect. Let us check the impacts of this greenhouse effects. So we are talking about the greenhouse gases, which are water vapor, methane, carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, CFCs, ozone. So the effects or the impacts are majorly seen in oceans which are warming and becoming more acidic. So when we are talking about oceans are warming, we are talking about the capacity of water, which retains heat more compared to land. So this is what we have already studied earlier, that is, when land and water bodies are taken into consideration, the land takes up heat faster and gives up the heat faster, and while water bodies take time to cool up and take time to heat. So as the temperature of the Earth increases, we see that the water bodies, that is the oceans, warming up more. That is, the temperature, average temperature of oceans increases. So oceans are warming and becoming acidic, that is, more acidic. What do we mean by that is water bodies has the property of absorbing carbon dioxide. Almost 30% of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is absorbed by water. Now, this carbon dioxide is by different processes converted into carbonic acid, which is later on converted into hydronium ions and other ions which are there. So what happens is these ions make the oceans more acidic in nature. And this is going to affect the marine life in general, which is there. Now, ice caps are melting. When we are talking about ice cap melting, we are talking about the mountains which are snow capped. We see examples like Mount Kilimanjaro, which is showing ice caps melting. There are glacier melting, which is happening. Then the sea levels are rising. Overall, because of all these processes, the sea level is rising everywhere. So this is more concern to small island nations which have which are threatened by the sea level rising, because there is a possibility of them getting washed up completely and disappearing from the world map entirely. So these are the impacts or direct impacts because of greenhouse effect. Warmer water in the oceans pumps more energy into tropical storms, making them stronger and potentially more destructive. So when we are talking about warmer water, that is, the ocean bodies that we see are giving a higher temperature, We are talking about pumping more energy into tropical storms. So what does this mean? We have already seen that due to temperature changes and pressure changes, there are wind patterns which come up or which are there. So ideally, when the temperature increases, there are pressure currents which happen. And because of this, the tropical storms are happening. These storms which are hitting will be more stronger and more frequent. So the recent world has seen many cyclones, many typhoons near the coastal areas of the continents. So they are becoming more destructive. That's property loss we are talking about. We are talking about life losses which happen because of these storms. A warming climate will bring changes that can affect our water supplies, agriculture, power, and transportation systems, the natural environment, and even our health and safety. We have seen this, that warmer the climate, it's going to dry up our water supplies. That is, the evaporation rate is going to increase. So they are going to be responsible for drying up our reserves and our fresh water bodies, which are important for us because we are talking about them being drinking supplies, that is, and for other domestic purposes. Furthermore, the agriculture is depending on water. So there are irrigated lands, there are changes in the rainfall patterns which are going to affect the food crops. This is going to directly affect us. Power and transportation systems, there are many hydroelectric dams which are built, which are entirely running on the water which is there. So natural environment and even our health and safety is going to affect. When we talk about safety, we are talking about certain processes which are like the storms which are there. So that is going to affect our safety. Furthermore, health in the sense that there are many diseases which come up in higher temperatures, like the tropicals are very much known for these diseases to come in certain months when the temperature is higher. The natural environment is going to affect it, as in we are talking about the marine lives, we are talking about different food chains and animals who are dependent on each other for this. So a warming of a climate is going to affect entire natural environment in general. So carbon dioxide can stay in the atmosphere for nearly a century. Earth will continue to warm. When the studies say that the carbon dioxide which is released in the atmosphere will remain there for more 100 years. So naturally, seeing the present day progress wherein carbon dioxide is more and more released in the atmosphere, it's going to remain there and continue to warm the earth. The warmer it gets, the greater risk for severe changes to the climate. We already are experiencing this when we see that the season patterns are changing globally. We have rains in months which are definitely not expected to have rain. So all this is indirectly and directly affected by the greenhouse gases itself. Now, impacts of climate changes on tourism. Now, naturally, we have seen that climate changes is affecting many things, but one of the industry which is getting affected is the tourism industry. Now, when we talk about tourism as an industry, we see that our product or the tourism product is the destination which is going to attract the tourists or attract the consumers. The major part which attracts the tourist is the natural attractions at that place, which are dependent on the climate of that destination. So tourism will be highly affected by global climate change. The climate is an essential resource for tourism. This is more significantly for the beach, nature, wildlife, adventure and sport tourism. So these are the types of tourism which will be directly affected by any climate change, because they are some things which are dependent on climate. For example, if we are talking about beach here, there are many beach destinations which are famous for its own beaches. Now, for example, if we take a destination like Goa, it is a beach destination. So what attracts the travelers to Goa is beautiful beaches, the water there, the sports activities that take place, that is the water sports activities over there, the sun. All this will change if there are climate changes over there. So for example, there are rains when it's supposed to be sunny, is definitely going to draw less tourists to a destination like Goa. So the beaches are again affected if at all there are storms, which make a beach not safe for the tourist. There are high tides or low tides which are washing off the entire beach strip. This might also be enhanced, that is, they might be increased more or the things because of such climatic changes. So naturally what happens is that these changes are going to affect the people who are employed with the tourism industry in and around that beach destination. Next we have is the nature tourism. When we are talking about nature tourism, we are talking about, say, a destination which is famous for its waterfalls, a destination which is famous for the gardens. There are certain destinations like they have annual festivals like tulip festivals or rose gardens which attract the tourists at that particular time. Then there are places like Valley of Flowers which are there only for that that particular month. The climate change is drastically going to affect it. It may make sure it may affect it in such a way that the tulips are not there at that particular month when the tourists are going to that destination. So it is going to affect the tourism industry in general. Next is the wildlife tours. Now, we have many wildlife sanctuaries which attract the tourists from everywhere. These sightings will be affected because if any climatic changes or any increase in the temperature is going to affect the entire food chain or the entire chain of that particular area. So what will happen is there will be a decrease in wildlife population, and obviously we might not be able to see such wildlife. There are many species which are on the verge of extinction. We have the adventure and sports tourism. Now, most of this adventure and sports activities are dependent on, for example, activities like river rafting. So we need the river there in order to attract the tourist. So these rivers, suppose if are drying up, they are not going to able to sustain adventure or sports tourism. Then there are other kinds of activities which involve, like the trekking, outside outdoor camping, hiking, all of this, rock climbing. Then there are skiing, which are the activities which will come under adventure tourism. So these are directly linked with nature. So suppose if we are talking about a mountain which is famous for its skiing activities or for its skiing tourism, if at all any changes in climate, it's going to affect, that is, there might be disturbances in the pattern of how the snow layer is covering that particular mountain. So it's going to affect the tourism industry because once when that particular destination is famous for a very good snow blanket over it, which attracts the skiing activities, that is, the tourists who are interested in skiing, they are going to not come over there or start decreasing. The number of tourist arrivals will start decreasing because the destination will lose its charm. This is the degradation of tourism destination as such. So changing demand patterns and tourist flow on account of climate change and natural resource degradation will have a significant impact on tourism. So we are talking about changing demand patterns. Now we all know that tourism is a seasonal industry. So there are specific seasons when the tourists are more, that is, the inflow is more. There are certain seasons when tourists do not go over that destination. So this is governed ideally by a climate. For example, if we are talking about India as a destination, some people might want to come to India when the climate is best suitable. So what happens here is it changes the demand pattern. So when we are talking about demand pattern, the industry is getting very few months to survive. So the seasonal industry, or earlier when it was four months of seasons, the season will be shortened up because the climate has changed. The people are not able to take the scorching heat that India produces in during summer months. So what is happening is we are shortening our season, we are shortening our capacity of making money in that particular months. So that is how the tourist flow and demand pattern are going to change because of climate changes. In small island states and developing countries where tourism is a major economic activity, any reduction in tourist arrivals will have a serious employment impact. So in countries like, say, Maldives, in countries like Thailand, which are completely depending on tourism, any changes in climate is going to affect tourist arrivals, which is going to affect the employment generation and the income which they are getting. So for example, if we have certain storms which hit Thailand, or there are high sea level or disturbances which are in and around Maldives, the tourist won't go there because of the safety issues. So this is going to have a great impact on the economy of that country. So overall, the climatic changes are going to affect tourism in many ways. Now, tourism contributing to global warming, it is not only one-sided, that is the climatic changes which are happening are affecting the tourism, but it is the tourism industry also which is affecting the climate. It is also contributing to global warming. Let us see how. Mike Tidwell of the Washington Post Air writes, travel and transport alone add more than 500 million tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere each year, according to IPCC. So that's the panel for environment. So we are talking about travel and tourism alone. So when we are moving from here and there, we are using many services like the transport services, the accommodation industry, and this is adding up to carbon dioxide levels. According to the UN World Tourism Organization report, the transport sector, including air, car and rail, generates the largest proportion, approximately 75% of all emissions. So we are talking about the carbon emissions which is generated because of use of transport services. So in terms of carbon emissions, air causes 54 to 75%. The percentage is quite huge, while coach and rail to 13%. So when the tourists are involved in tourism activities, these are the services which naturally come a part of tourism industry. So that's a percentage which is caused, that's a percentage of the carbon emissions which is on a higher side. So tourism is definitely contributing to the global warming. Air travel is considered the main tourism contributor to global warming. The accommodation sector accounts for approximately 20% of the emission from tourism. So when we are talking about accommodation industry, how does this contribute to the emissions? When we talk about hotels, we are talking about the heating systems in each room. We are talking about refrigerators. We are talking about many other appliances which are used. There are ACs and the maintenance of bars, restaurants, pools. So all this is going to use up energy, that is consume energy, and again emit the carbon dioxide, and which contribute to the global warming. So if we are talking about a destination which is becoming famous, that's a tourist destination which is becoming famous, we are talking about many hotels which come up, that is they are developed over there. So these hotels will be one of the reasons of emitting carbon dioxide into atmosphere. It is estimated that the activities such as museum, theme parks, events and shopping also contribute to certain amounts of emission, that's 3.5%. So when we are talking about other things like a museum, like theme parks, which will again use energy, if we are talking about, say, theme parks like Disneyland or SL World or others, they are definitely affecting the environment in some way because they are consuming the energy and they are emitting them. So that is how that is the percentage of emissions. So overall, these things are also a part of tourism industry which is affecting the climate. The Maldives. Now, this is one of the example here wherein we are talking about the Maldives. That's the island nation which is located in Indian Ocean to southwest of Indian subcontinent. Now, they consist of 1190 coral atolls. Now, when we talk about coral atolls, we are talking about corals which are ring based. They either are completely covering the nation or the island, or partially, so that is known as coral atolls. So Maldives is one such island which is made up of this corals. So this coral belt which is there, the ring type belt which is there, it's actually making sure that Maldives and its islands are intact, that they are hold together. So which are made up of numerous small islands, of which nearly 200 are inhabited. Maldives have become popular tourist destination, Since the capital Male, which is one of the most densely populated islands on the planet, acquired an airport, a neighboring small island. So we are talking about Maldives, which is becoming more famous as a destination because of its beaches, its many, many islands wherein people can go and have a quiet time or a private island cruising or walking. So it is one of the destination which is sought out for honeymoon couples. So it is a popular tourist destination, and since the airport is acquired. Now, the tourism in Maldives is largest economic activity, accounting for 30% of GDP and earn more than 60% of foreign exchange. So tourism as an industry is one of the major industries that Maldives has. Now, how does the climate change has impacted it? The impact of climate change on sea level is critical. Any rise in temperature may not have a direct impact upon the island themselves, except for the bleaching of coral, further sea level will rise. Now, we are talking about the global warming and its effect on sea level. So, the sea level is rising. Now, Maldives, which are a group of islands which have a low elevation, that is, they are in the sea. Any change in the sea level is going to affect it. That is, Maldives is going to lose its land to the sea. So, except for the bleaching of the coral, that is one of the effect of sea level rising, wherein the corals are getting bleached. That is the effect on the coral rings which is around Maldives. The concentration of greenhouse gases build up in the atmosphere and the temperature of the sea rises. The ocean heats up and they expand, causing sea level rise estimated rate 4 to 10 centimeter per decade. Now, that is how it's affecting Maldives. The low level elevation of the islands become vulnerable to sea level rise. This unique island, which many tourists view as a paradise location, and soon become quite literally washed out. So this is the main concern of Maldives, and not only we are worried about losing of the land, but there are many ecologies which are in and around, found in and around Maldives. So the sea level is going to drastically affect this small nation.